This is Earth and Sky, Saturday, April 23rd, on tomorrow's penumbral eclipse of the full moon.
Chances are, if you glance up at the full moon tomorrow, you won't notice the eclipse, even if you look while the eclipse is going on. Though it happens at the same time for all of us, the time on our clocks will be different for tomorrow's eclipse. It'll be before sunrise Sunday morning, as seen from North and South America, and after sunset Sunday for Australia, New Zealand, and Eastern Asia.
In an umbral lunar eclipse, Earth's dark shadow or umbra totally or partially covers the moon. You see the shadow as a dark bite taken out of the moon. This darkness creeps across the moon's face during the eclipse. But a penumbral eclipse is more subtle. It happens when the outer faint portion of the Earth's shadow, the penumbra, falls on the moon. You'll have to be pretty observant to notice a dusky shadow on the moon during tomorrow's eclipse.
Tomorrow's eclipse would be more noticeable from the moon. From the moon tomorrow, you'd see a partial solar eclipse. By the way, it's sometimes said that on a worldwide scale, solar eclipses outnumber lunar eclipses by about a 3-to-2 margin. But that figure completely ignores penumbral lunar eclipses. When you include penumbral lunar eclipses, the number of solar and lunar eclipses is virtually the same.
That's our show. Thanks today to Research Corporation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.